SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome. This is SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Hey, we've got Ed Stovin in the house, Audrey Mason, and yours truly. And this segment is brought to you by Scoonies Side-by-Side Service Center in El Cajon, just off Greenfield. You got a side-by-side, and you would like to do some modifications because maybe you don't know what's out there. Well, Todd and the team over there will take care of you just like your family. 619-499-7536, right there at 202 Greenfield Drive in lovely El Cajon. Hey, you getting tired of washing and waxing your own car? I hate it. Crystal Clear Detailing will hook you up. They'll do everything from your motorhome to your boat to your RV, your travel trailer, side-by-side, buggy. Hell, they'll even do your dogs if you ask them really nice. Crystal Clear Detailing has been servicing all of San Diego since 2008. So you need to check that. Would you like me to finish this one? And then I'll be more than happy to go to that one.
No, do that one number three.
Well, I'm doing number two now.
Yes.
And I think that is number three.
Never mind.
You're killing me. Smalls. 858-229-3669. 858-229-3669. Now Ed has it, right?
No.
Well, it says number three.
On the third segment.
Oh.
He didn't delete Dirt Co.
Got it. Who you got in the house?
I'm really excited. I invited David Beckett, the owner of Bent Motorsports, and he brought his wife, Shelly, and the awesome fabricator, Hannah, is in the house with us to talk Bent Motorsports and off-roading and what they do and what they bring from North Cal. Because most of our people are from, Southern San Diego and East County San Diego. So I wanted to give some love and show some support to our North County folks that have been stepping up and supporting the Off-Road Coalition. So
where are they located?
Vista, right?
San Marcos, actually.
San Marcos, yeah. The Vista of San Marcos people go to Bolos if you get them too close to each other.
Yeah, don't mess that up again, Audrey.
Sorry.
So David's the wrench and Shelly's the brain, right?
Yeah, correct.
Exactly. And Hannah, you're just there.
Oh, I'm just there to be a pretty face, baby.
That, and she can do that well. Look at
yeah,
that.
She's good at that.
Even on radio, she's got a cute face. But, so Shelly, what did you get into this craziness for?
We started this, how long ago, babe?
This is actually our 10th year.
So. Yeah, we started when the kids were little in our garage. Yeah. And I would be making dinner with the baby on my hip, and David would be in the garage
Wrenching away, grinding away, and cussing and screaming,
yelling. It's dinner time, and he'd come in and eat for 5 minutes, and then run out back out there until 11 o'clock at night.
Well, even later, I think because I had a real job at the time, right? So when I got home, I would wrench in the garage until midnight,
sure,
1 a.m.
Sure.
So my wife, the kids, the neighbors, they all hated me because I got the garage door open with a grinder,
making noise.
Oh yeah.
But, you know, how many businesses do you know of that start in a garage and become successful? Almost every one,
yeah,
really.
All of them, I was going to say. You just got to put in the work in the beginning, and then it pays off finally.
And I think the key to that is the work comes first. The expansion of the garage can't take any more, puts you brick and mortar, and by the time you get to brick and mortar, your reputation is pretty much solidified amongst the community that you're working with. And you guys are mainly concentrating on Jeeps.
Yeah, I'll throw that over to
you. Did you notice how long I've been doing is talking to you and nobody else?
Know.
You know why I did that? Because you didn't want to be on radio.
Yeah.
So you always got to be careful with me. If you don't want to be on something, don't ask to not be on something.
I was going to just be in the back seat.
I know. I've seen you sitting over there in the corner not doing anything. So, Dave, was that kind of the mindset? You started, you got to have to whittle it down.
Yeah. So obviously, I didn't have, Shelly's technically my investor, right?
Sure.
She lets me do this. But we didn't have a big investment to go just, you know, business plan, walk up to a financial organization and say, this is what we want to do, you know?
We want to borrow $3 million.
Yeah, so I just basically learned in my garage. I mean, I already was in the industry doing stuff, but to start my own business, I had to start creating products. And we actually started in the UTVs.
No kidding.
We were building long travel kits and cages for the Polaris side-by-sides back when they first came out.
Wow.
And we were doing a plus 10 long travel, big Fox coilovers, and we were killing it. But then that industry saturated really fast, and you had to really be on board and getting CAD files. And
well, and it's hard to do quality work when you have people out there that quality is not first on the list.
Yeah, and we wanted our product to be the best.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
How much junk have you seen out there? And people say, you want how much for your long travel? Well, I can get it over here for about $700 cheaper. Well, go ahead and make sure you take a box of Band-Aids with you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because it's definitely going to crumble.
Well, see, and people don't know that. You know, but anytime somebody becomes innovative and gets into a business that modifies or changes, you've always got that small group that'll try to lowball you. They don't care about long-term customer relations, where it sounds to me like that's first on your list of things to do.
It's first on our list. Right. Our customers' happiness is super important.
Otherwise, guess what? You'll be sitting there looking at yourself and not doing anything in the shop.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing, too, is we go off-roading with most of our customers.
Yeah.
So the last thing I want is the car I worked on or the Jeep I built breaking down on the trail in front of me.
You can use this. This is the analogy I used to use as a service manager. I want to do it right the first time, because if I'm at a restaurant, I don't want to have to duck under the table.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I'm happy to wave at my customers.
Yeah, in your case, well, you just want to beat them. That's all. You want to make sure you're ahead of them.
Top of the hill first.
All right. So, Hannah, just giving you a hard time. So, what are you doing? Are you the sales manager?
So I like to say I'm a welder, learning to master the art of fabrication, right? So
fantastic.
Slowly taking that journey one day at a time. I do quite a bit of media-related things for Bent, and actually for my own personal stuff and all that. So I wear a lot of hats at Bent, and that's the way I like it.
Well, and that's good, because you never know. Someday you may have your own shop.
I think, honestly, working for Dave, I think I'm stuck with this guy for life.
You like him to take on all the heat.
No, Dave's just a real good guy to be around.
Well, and you know, and that's the key. That's the key. Because, you know, if you're working and getting a paycheck and you're having fun, you almost didn't need the paycheck.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, how many shops have you worked at you couldn't stand it?
Oh.
And you were there only for the paycheck.
Yeah, a dozen.
Yeah, exactly. So do you support any race teams?
Well, we do support...
outside of yourself?
Yeah. We have my service writer, Curtis, him and his best friend, Nick, raced in the King of the Hammers last year for their first time in an Everyman Challenge in a little tiny Samurai.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Little Suzuki Samurai carbureted, 31-inch tires. I think it was the smallest vehicle there, even smaller than the UTVs.
No.
And
was that the Samurai that came to the Corral Canyon cleanup? The tan?
No, this one's like a burgundy red. So we support him. We've supported some other a small Ultra 4 team in the past. I don't know if we've done any other.
Well, the only reason I say it, towards the end of the end of today, I do a racer radio show where I get young kids in. Mm. I get 8-9-year-olds from Barona. It's just the hardest interviews on the planet, let me tell you, these little guys. And now they're starting to cop attitudes if they've been in here more than once.
Oh, man.
Dude, I've got the show. What are you giving me all this lip for? But what's your website?
BentMotorsports.com.
Do I dare ask why it's called Bent?
Sure, you can ask. So my dad...
I'm not going to tell you.
My dad and I started a company in the early 90s, and we were doing mobile fleet wheel alignments. So we were going out and doing alignments for big rigs in the field, and we had two service trucks, and the company was Beckett Enterprises, which is our last name.
There you go.
And we used to email back and forth in our correspondence. We would abbreviate it B.ENT.
Right.
And that's how we would correspond back and forth. And then when I bought him out and converted it over to a service business, I called it Bent.
And I think, you know, it's good because it's short and it's to the, and it makes people curious.
That's it.
Because
we bend metal.
Because it just did to me. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to SDRC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170. Say the answer.
The answer.
Okay, so that's going to be your new job when we come back. Right here on FM 96.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. Join me along with Brandon Tatum, Andrea Kay, and The Answer San Diego for the Saving America Town Hall, August 10th at the Encore Event Center in San Diego. Come spend time with us in person discussing the issues of the day. Private VIP meet and greet at 5 p.m. The main session starts at 6:30. We haven't done a lot of events since we were all locked down, so come on out and see us live and in person. Get your tickets now at theanswersandiego.com, keyword Town Hall. Tickets are going fast. Get yours today. We've got a country to save.
Sponsored by the Salt and Light Council.
If you or someone you know is looking for a good job, J&W Lumber is hiring. With over 60 years in local business, they are leaders in providing lumber and outdoor building materials. If you have labor, construction, or warehouse experience, enjoy providing great customer service, then go to jwlumber.com and apply today. J&W offers health and retirement benefits. Visit their career page and apply today. jwlumber.com. Si habla español.
Only the best for you. J&W Lumber.
Learn to make money five ways with rental real estate. Double your money with apartments and get your map to financial freedom. And that map starts with a free workshop. Sign up now at lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the Join Free Workshop tab and attend online or in person. That's lifestylesunlimited.com. Lifestylesunlimited.com. Again, that's lifestylesunlimited.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential.
Hi, I'm Pastor Craig Berkson, and I'd like to invite you as your host to Scarlet on Stone Radio, where we teach through the Bible, verse by verse, with the basic purpose of having the Word of God draw each of us closer and deeper in our relationship with Jesus. In addition, we also engage in discussing the times we're living in and the history behind us.
Scarlet on Stone, 3 p.m. Saturdays, thanks to Chase Pacific Property Management and Real Estate Services, 2021 winner of the Better Business Bureau's Torch Award for Ethics.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All right, folks, welcome to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Yeah, we're going to work on that. Got to get a little bit more enthusiasm. I thought she was a firecracker.
I know, right? It's like, yeah. The Answer.
I don't think anybody told me, so we'll work on that. So now we're going to do Wayne Miller.
Yes.
Mobile Tire and Santee. Yes. Got tired of just doing tires. Now he does a whole car, headlight to taillight. What's good about that? Well, if you go in for tires and maybe you need some service, brake work, alignment, suspension, whatever, you don't have to go anywhere but there. Call them at 619-596-2800. That's Wayne Miller Mobile Tire. He'll take care of everything from a golf cart tire all the way to a tractor trailer. Miller loves tires. 619-596-2800. Hey, we got Jim Sudi calling in from Roshiana Dunes. He's just twisting everybody in the wind that he's got all kinds of news. What was it? Congratulations or something on websites?
Oh, yeah. Huge victory win for Oceania.
Victory. That's what it was. Yes. Talk to us, Mr. Sudi. What did you win?
Well, can you guys hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Perfect. So, yeah, the judge on the 19th, just a few days ago, finally ruled on our hearing or that we fought against the Coastal Commission. Coastal Commission voted to close the park in 2021. We filed three lawsuits. Ecologic filed one lawsuit. They're all merged together. And we went to trial June 15th and just got the verdict back on the 19th. And we won. And that's just news. Our lawyer did a fantastic job. The winning arguments came from our lawyer, and the judge cited most of his legal position in the ruling. So just fantastic news. Great job by our attorney.
Yeah.
And the Oceana Dunes won't close, and Pier Avenue won't close. But this doesn't mean the fight's over. The fight is still continuing, and the other side's ramping up.
So for people that didn't know what the battle was, why don't you give them a little synopsis as to what did you accomplish this week?
Sure. So it's a long story, so I'll try to keep it short. But in 1982, state parks had to go before the California Coastal Commission to get a permit to put in perimeter fencing and the kiosks and some bathrooms out at the beach when they established the SVRA. And the Oceana Dunes has abused its discretion by making this basically an annual permit review every year. And it's got a few years from time to time. But in 2021, it took a radical turn and decided to reject the permit and close the park. So we had to file a lawsuit to protect the park, and we won. But basically what they said is they wanted all vehicles, off-road, camping, everything else off the SVRA. Mm-hmm. And then the closed Pier Avenue, one of two entrances into the park.
Wow. You got anything, Ed? I don't know if you're making notes.
I am. So this was a really strong ruling by the judge, and I had been following this pretty closely over the last few years, and I was sort of imagining that there would be some kind of compromise ruling. And what the judge did is she vacated the ruling that the Coastal Commission had done, and that's like she just completely ripped it out of their hands and tore it up. There wasn't any compromise or any give or take. So
she basically slapped him on the back of the hand.
It's just amazing that took place. In the ruling, she also described what had happened and what may take place if the Coastal Commission wants to continue with this path, which is slightly disturbing. What happened is the county there has a coastal plan, and that plan took precedence over what the Coastal Commission did, and the judge realized that. So she sort of told the Coastal Commission that if you want to continue on your path, you need to work with the county to change the county plan.
Not the Coastal Commission.
Well, the Coastal Commission can work with the county.
Right.
So and the other thing is that the Coastal Commission could seek a legislative solution, which would mean go to the state legislature and have a bill run that could do it. So what they did was not the right way to do it. So it's a little disturbing that she gave them sort of the pathway to what they want to do.
Well, you can understand why she did it. I mean, because now she's given both sides an opportunity to move forward. Now, I think making it into a legal aspect would probably be better. Because how could people turn this thing down? Audrey, you had a comment?
Well, that's what one of the other continuing lawsuits is going on. So you cannot stop supporting Friends of Oceana Dunes. Right. They need as much money as they possibly can.
I was
going to
bring Jim back on when we talk, and we'll talk some more about that. But he's on for another segment, right?
Hopefully, if we have him. Okay. But what scares me with that, with the ruling, it took a lot of the power away from the California Coastal Commission. But like Ed just said, she directed them to the local coastal plan, the LCP, which the county creates and the county board of supervisors. And I'm going to step back. This is me saying this again. This is not Friends of Oceana Dunes. I'm not associated with them. This is me saying that. This is what scares me about that, is she directed them to the county. Now, do you remember in 2020 when county board supervisor Adam Hill killed himself and committed suicide because of his illegal actions and what he did in regards to. So she's directing him back to the county supervisors to change the laws and the regulations for the local coastal plan. And there's a strong possibility that they will do that because they are paid to play.
No. Do you really think after Hill 100%. You think after Hill getting caught, they're still paying under the table?
100%. It has been proven. There has been Friends of Oceana Dunes has proof of it in their current lawsuits of what they've done. In when they go to the Air Pollution Controls District and when they have spoken, when I've seen Will Harris in his postings that he's spoken at the San Luis Obispo County Supervisors, the board meeting that they put on open where they had the public open and come speak in regards to this. 100%. They are calling out people. Still, they are doing what they need to. There is so much fraud and so much. It's
welcome to our government.
The corruption runs so deep in the county board of supervisors.
So Jim, what are you going to do to counter that? What is your game plan?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to necessarily telegraph everything we're doing.
Well, of course not. I didn't mean for you to give out your game plan. I mean,
just know we are aware.
Right.
We're actively engaged, working several different channels. Had four or five meetings yesterday on this very topic, and we're taking action because we need to be very proactive.
So right.
Ed and Audrey are correct. The local coastal plan is the governing document. And what the judge outlined in a ruling is nothing new. This was the same thing that Peter Douglas outlined in a movie. You go on our YouTube page and see it nearly 20 years ago. So everybody's known about either using the local coastal plan to draw closure. Mm-hmm. And the way the local coastal plan is currently written, they can make a short-term closure, but they cannot do long-term as written. So they would have to amend the LCP, very costly, very time-consuming, and there will be numerous legal challenges if they go that route. A recent economic study just came out that showed that the visitors to the dunes generate $511 million annually, $500 million.
Jeez Louise.
So the businesses are really starting to ramp up and say, you know, they've been told all this time that, you know, the park's going to close, close. And saying, hey, you know, this litigation shows that the park can stay open. We're not willing to give up our $500 million economic engine to this area.
Well, that's a heck, I would think Newsom would be taking you to lunch because everything else in the state's leaving in the same amount of money. And you're the only one bringing the money in.
You know what's weird right. about this is, so the former county supervisor, Adam Hill, his district included the SVRA, the off-road area, and he publicly said that he was against off-roading in the park. And so he unfortunately took his life, and another supervisor took his place, and I believe that she is also against off-roading there, and she's in the Democrat Party. And with the Oceano Dunes creating $511 million of revenue in that area every year, it just doesn't make sense. It's sure just does. Freaking crazy.
Sure it does.
How could you not represent your constituents with that kind of economic engine?
Because they have an agenda, and that is not in the agenda. The agenda is to close the beach at any cost and restrict anybody from going out there camping or going off-roading.
Dave, are you inferring that the Sierra Club has something to do with this county supervisor?
Absolutely. But I'm just saying, Jim, I mean, what other reason would you come up with?
So
and I know you got to be careful. I understand that. So I don't want to put you in a situation because you're right in the middle of this and very few people call or talk about legal issues that you're dealing with. And we do appreciate it because you're giving the off-road community some answers that they would like questions to. But you don't ever have to say anything that's going to jeopardize anything that you're doing, by the way.
No, I appreciate that, and trust me, I won't. But we're currently in 13 lawsuits. Most of the lawsuits are really defense, blocking actions
right.
like this. But we do have one that we're working that's on offense, and that's a quiet title implied dedication lawsuit, very large lawsuit. And if we win that, and we believe we will, then that establishes an implied dedication over parcels in the dunes, which then they can never revoke or take away.
Wow.
And once established, then, you know, we're having ongoing discussions about potential large settlement discussions because, as we've told the lawyers, we have asserted our implied dedication on 145 parcels of land. And we might not win them all, but I guarantee you we'll win some. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have our permanent legislated implied dedication that they have to deal with forever.
Right. Well, I think that's the key. So you can stick with us for another segment, or are you going to go off-roading?
Nope, I'm here for you.
All right, thanks.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hi, this is Officer Brandon Tatum. Join me along with Mike Gallagher, Andrea Kay, and The Answer San Diego for the Saving America Town Hall on August the 10th at the Encore Event Center in San Diego. Come spend time with us in person discussing the issues of the day. Private VIP meet and greet at 5 p.m. and main session at 6:30 p.m. We haven't done a lot of events since we've all been locked down, so come on out and see us live. Get your tickets now at theanswersandiego.com, keyword Town Hall. Tickets are going fast, so get yours today.
Sponsored by the Salt and Light Council.
Brian Bowersock here, the Auto Man on Fox 5 News and the CW. Also the host of Auto Talk Radio every Saturday morning here on The Answer San Diego from 7 to 8 a.m. Please call in. I would love to answer all of your automotive questions. Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group with 5 locations in San Diego to service and repair your vehicle. Please log on to westautomotivegroup.com. That's westautomotivegroup.com to make your vehicle service and repair appointments.
Auto Talk Radio, Saturdays at 7 a.m. on The Answer San Diego.
This is Dennis Prager. Now you can listen to my show when it's convenient for you and without censorship from big tech. Become a member of the ultimate online community for all things Prager. It's Pragertopia Unlimited. Listen to the show on demand when it's easiest for you. This includes every radio show, every segment, and every guest over the last 10 years, and it's commercial free. You can even share your favorite segments with your friends. Plus, you'll get the same email from Alan Estrin that I receive every night about the most important issues to read about. Pragertopia Unlimited members can also listen to every program, lecture, and course that is in the Prager store. Thousands of hours. You can even listen to all my Torah teachings for free. Share my passion for free speech. Join today and save 25% off the first year and get a free Pragertopia coffee mug. It's all things Prager, Pragertopia Unlimited. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
KCQ, San Diego, K241CT, Ocean. FM 96.1 North County and AM 1170 San Diego. Streaming now on Odyssey.com.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
And the next week, she brought a banana. Folks, welcome back. You're listening to STORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 1170.
The Answer.
Now that's what I'm talking about. SNS Off-Road Magazine. If you've never read it, then you don't go off-roading. SSORMAG.com. Used to be in a magazine form. Now it's online, which is a real positive because by having it online, you get more pages, more content. You got classifieds. I mean, you've really got a bunch of really, really, really cool stuff. So check them out, SSORMAG.com. They also have contests. I mean, it is just really a good deal. They've been doing this thing since the 80s, so nobody, absolutely nobody knows the desert like they do. In fact, Ed Stoven does a lot of his political articles on there. So you can, if you don't get a chance to listen to this show, you can at least go online and see what Ed has to say. Ed Hansen Muffler, one of the best muffler shops in San Diego County. Ed, personally, I know him extremely well. Nobody knows mufflers like these guys do. They can do custom exhausts on just about anything that has an exhaust pipe, a muffler, and a catalytic converter. Gas, diesel. He can deal with aluminum, custom bending, turbos, cat-back systems, you name it. They can do it. 619-698-7030. 619-698-7030. Go to HansonMuffler@gmail.com. Hey, and do us a favor. When you get a hold of them, thank them for supporting STORC Dirt Radio.
Oh, my God. They just posted on Instagram a Chevy Nova with the dual exhaust coming out the back and the bottom
of it. Yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, my God.
What a waste of money.
Oh, God.
Chevy Nova.
Not a waste of money.
Six-cylinder. It was a six-cylinder.
Hey. What's Nova in Spanish? Nova doesn't go.
Leo. Now, be kind.
So I wanted to say something about this quiet title and implied dedication.
Okay, but first, we got Jim Sudi on the line. So, folks, I don't want you to just start listening to Ed because Jim will be back on.
Are you there, Jim?
Shortly.
Yeah, I'm here.
So, Jim, I have faith in you. And if you guys prevail in this implied dedication, the quiet title lawsuit, that it's going to set a state precedent that other areas that have been used for off-roading and then were closed can maybe get reopened. And I would like to turn my focus to Coyote Canyon in the Anza Borrego Desert. That's a trail that's north of Borrego Springs.
Well, why don't we do that?
To the town of Anza.
Let's do that in the last segment.
So anyway, I want to work on that.
I'm saying
it will set the precedent that was closed illegally and that will be one of my priorities.
Right.
So if Jim prevails on that lawsuit, it's going to help other parts of the state get other trails back that we've lost.
Well, don't you agree with that, Jim, that you guys are somewhat of the trendsetters? I mean, you guys have fought it tooth and nail. And yes, Oceana Dunes has been your primary, but that's a huge endeavor that you're working on. So it makes perfectly good sense. If you can win there, then I think the rest of these groups can win as well.
Absolutely. We've been setting some precedents in quite a few different cases. In our legal victories we've had, we've been roughly at a 95% success rate in our legal victories. And they've been cited in other lawsuits to protect developers and others along the coast. That's a lot of our lawsuits are against the coast. We've delisted the brown pelican. We're excited about this quiet title implied dedication. Ed's right. It will be a landmark case that will open up other areas. But other people have used this case for opening up land. So this is nothing new. The Coastal Commission themselves have used this to protect coastal access in various spots. So it's one of the things that we like about it so much is that when they argue against us, they're arguing against themselves as well.
So you said the Coastal Commission has used the quiet title precedent whatever you call it to open land for access to the coast. And now you're turning it against. That's freaking brilliant. I had no idea. That's amazing. So, Jim, how did that barbecue go? Was it last week or 2 weeks ago?
Last week, and Audrey was there, and it's so great to see her. It was fabulous. We were sold out. We wish we had a bigger venue, but we sat over 220 people. We had politicians there. We had chambers of commerce. Just had a great turnout, great food, tons of raffle items, and it was just a good event, appreciated by all.
Well, that's awesome. Now, are you starting to see the tide turning a little bit?
In some regards, but unfortunately, we're all the nonprofits are all fighting for the same dollar.
Right.
And that's always so difficult is, we need to make sure, as Ed says, this quiet title is huge. If we win this, this really sets a precedent for areas. So people should be standing up behind us and supporting us to make sure we're successful. So they can go to our website at oceanodunes.org and hit the donate button and support us. And no salaries are paid. 100% goes to the fight always for the lawyers, specialists, and lobbyists.
Well, it's funny. When I first met Ed and Audrey, I said, how come all the off-road groups aren't a one? Why aren't they all pushing the boulder up the hill together instead of trying to push it up the hill individually? And they just smiled.
He's laughing now.
But,
we're all individualists.
Well, yeah, but we're all trying
to
do the same thing.
Jeepers.
We're all trying to accomplish the same thing. It just makes me crazy.
But I've said this many a times, right? We're all off-roaders. We're all egotistical driven, adrenaline junkies. We're all out chasing our own thing, trying to create our own legacy, right? Everybody wants to leave a mark or leave their name or leave their, So it's, yes, we stand united and we have our, we do stand together, but we all cover different areas and different things, but we back each other and support each other. each other. So, you know, we've supported Friends of Oceano Dunes. We have them on down here. We've talked about it on air. We talk about it on the news.
No doubt.
I try to promote it as much as I possibly can to make people aware of the issue. It's amazing to me how many people don't have a clue that it's a possibility of even being gone and foreclosed on. Thank God that that just changed. That was such a blessing this week, getting that huge victory and having the judge shut the Coastal Commission down. But still.
Hey, I know somebody that just retired that could try to pull these groups together.
Oh, wait. By the way, Dave, I bent my steering tie rod and
your Volkswagen?
No, we took the Jeep. We almost took the Volkswagen.
So you wouldn't have bent the Volkswagen.
We can fix it for you.
My Volkswagen has done the small dunes in Glamis. I don't know how well it would do the dunes on the beach.
We don't work on Volkswagens.
I don't blame you. Yeah. I know. She's a tire tester, did I tell you, Volkswagen?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Flat tire, 40 mile an hour. Can it make it?
Oh, it can make it.
See, I've, I told you.
In the dunes at 40, in the small dunes in Glamis, I had no idea I had a flat tire until we hit.
She has her own private parking spot at Miller Tire.
Well, momentum with the tire spinning that fast, it actually supports the car a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go back to Jim for a second. So this is great news. You had a birthday cake for 15 minutes. Now you're back to work again. And you still need funds to make this continue down this path, correct?
That's correct. Because even though we won this lawsuit and we're entitled to our attorney's fees, we believe they'll slow roll us and it's going to take, six years.
Well, you're going up against an entity that's using our money, okay? Yeah. Which I think you should ask permission to put your hand in my wallet. But that's another story. So we as... Okay, if we don't want to get together, if we don't want to all have meetings, we should all dump as much money into your program as possible, because I think once you accomplish what you're setting out to do, we'll set an example, and the other groups will be more apt to help a group that's trying to do the same thing. I was talking to, I was at a Jeep event. Driving the new 24 Jeep. And I explained to him what you're going through. And he goes, really? I had no idea. I go, that's the problem, you know? And he says, well, if there's anything I can do, just let me know. So we got to get together. Maybe you could put a proposal together and I'll submit it to Jeep and see if they can help you. Because once your area closes and the rest of them start to close, there's no sense selling Jeeps and quads and motorcycles in California anymore.
Maybe right. Jeep could do a commercial in the dunes, and they could hire Friends of Oceano Dunes to help.
They just had a great off-road commercial just before I got here this morning. So that's a possibility. So, Jim, we'll reach out and see if you guys want to put together a letter to Jeep, and I'll send it to the head guy that runs the Jeep division.
You got it. I will put that letter together.
Okay, good deal. All right.
Hey, Jim, could the Coastal Commission appeal this ruling, or you think they're going to be okay with it?
So they definitely can appeal. They're getting a lot of pressure to do so.
Sure.
Because one of the things that most people don't know, and it's somewhat disgusting, is we won this lawsuit. We're entitled to our attorney's fees. But State Parks signed a document saying that they will pay for the attorney's fees for the Coastal Commission. So the OHV dollars are going to go pay for us.
That's crazy. There's words I'm not supposed to say on the radio that I want to say.
So Coastal Commission can appeal because there's no there's no negative, right? OHV dollars have to pay for it. So it would be – we don't think they'd win. You know, if they go to Superior Court in Southern California – we have 100% success rate in the appeals court. The appeals court is usually more right-leaning. So we're not afraid of it, but it's just going to prolong.
Yeah.
And
well, isn't that their goal? The longer they can drag it out, they think you're going to get tired and quit.
That's part of it. They think we're going to get tired and quit. But once we win our implied dedication, which might happen sooner rather than later,
right?
Then they're going to have to deal with us.
Well, you got to support friendsofoceanadunes.org. Follow them on Instagram. Yep. It's $1 for their razor. They've got a raffle sweepstakes going on online right now. $1 gets you a raffle ticket to win a razor.
And that's all it takes.
And yeah, and they need your support. Support Friends of Oceana Dunes. They have more lawsuits. I believe the quiet title is in October, correct?
October, but we'll be announcing a delay here. Enough. And it's a good thing because we're adding more land to the lawsuit.
Ooh.
All right, buddy. Hey, we got to get you on more often. Keep our listeners involved. Send me a letter and let's see what we can do. Thanks, Jim. You're the best.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We got one more segment. We're going to get the bent people back on again because they haven't bent anything in 45 minutes. So I have a sneaky feeling they want to bend something. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Don't miss the most exciting event of the year. AM 1170, The Answer, is inviting you to the Saving America Town Hall, coming to the Encore Event Center in San Diego, Thursday, August 10th. This special live in-person event features Andrea Kay, Mike Gallagher, and Officer Brandon Tatum. Join us for a special VIP meet-and-greet reception starting at 5 p.m. and the Town Hall Q&A at 6:30 p.m. Tickets will sell out fast, so get yours now at theanswersandiego.com. Keyword, Town Hall, theanswersandiego.com.
Sponsored by the Salt and Light Council. What aren't we being told about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday, 4 p.m. on FM 96.1 and AM 1170. This is Dane Wigington from Geoengineering Watch.
Are you considering a unique way to enhance your investment knowledge this year? Then sign up today for the all-inclusive Eagle Financial Publications Cruise. Along with our trusted partner, The Money Show, we're setting sail this December to explore some of the most beautiful and unspoiled destinations in the Caribbean. But this is no ordinary vacation. It's a chance to learn from top Eagle Financial experts like best-selling authors George Gilder, Mark Skousen, and others who will be hosting a series of workshops and seminars throughout the trip. Imagine lounging on the sun deck while discussing investment strategies with like-minded individuals or enjoying a gourmet dinner at the same table with one of our leading financial authorities. This once-in-a-lifetime cruise is a perfect way to combine education and relaxation to achieve your investment goals. This cruise will sell out quickly, so visit EagleFinancialCruise.com today to learn more and to secure your cabin. That's EagleFinancialCruise.com. Eagle Financial is a division of Salem Media Group.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is SDRC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, that's the wild one. Hannah from Bent Motors. You can just imagine what she does over there. Hey, Lifestyle Garage, we're over there in lovely, lovely Lakeside. 9668 Winter Gardens and Boulevard in Lakeside. In fact, they'll be on next, so don't touch that dial. They do off-road vehicles, Chevys, Fords, Toyotas, Rams, you name it, they do it. They also do fleet maintenance. You know, a lot of people say, what's fleet maintenance? Well, if you own a fleet of trucks, you know exactly what fleet maintenance is. You want to get in and out in a timely fashion. Well, they do it. They got qualified technicians that can take care of all your automotive needs. 619-499-5323. 619-499-5323. All right. We got the Bent folks in. We got Dave Shelley and Hannah Montana. You knew I was going to say that. I just couldn't help myself.
I've never heard that one before.
I didn't think that you had.
Hannah Montana.
She kind of looks like Hannah Montana to a certain degree, a little bit, from what I remember.
Much prettier.
Brings a face for TV, not like my face for radio.
We call her Hurricane.
Hurricane. Yeah. That just seems to, I kind of get it.
Yeah. You get to know her, you'll understand.
I think she's holding back.
Yeah, she is. She's very...
Well, she knows this isn't podcast. On podcast, she probably goes wild.
Yeah, you get a black eye out of it.
Yeah, that's why I'm sitting over here, and she sits over there.
Yeah.
So for folks that just tuned in, Bent Motorsports is a
We're an off-road shop.
Okay.
We've got a thick past in the automotive world, so we've done a little of everything and touched a little of everything, so our knowledge is vast. And we use it all every day when we're just working on the Jeeps now.
Right.
We can do extensive fab. We can, you know, we've kind of steered away from the general service on Jeeps.
Yeah.
You know, we'll leave that to the local shops to
take care
of.
Anybody can do that.
Yeah, we'll deal with your more advanced stuff. But yeah, we love Jeeps. We love working on them. We all drive Jeeps.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't know a Jeep is just not a Jeep. It's got a lot of computers on board.
Oh,
so
God.
If you start screwing around with a Jeep and you don't know what you're doing, yeah. I had a listener. She put 38s on her Jeep. What model is it? Same as yours?
JL, 2018 JL.
And it drove terrible.
Yep.
She drove it to the East Coast.
Oh.
In limp mode.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, she took it to two dealers and they didn't get it out of limp mode for her.
But the dealers don't
really?
Know. The dealers don't know. They only know one thing and one thing only. But when you get to the when you start modifying them, yeah. It takes guys like you to educate the masses. Once we got her to a shop that understood what she had done wrong,
yep.
And I told him, I says, don't laugh, just fix it.
Yeah, and we do that all the time, right? Obviously, we upfit the, we just did a Hemi, a 392 Hemi Jeep. We put 40s on it.
Yeah, of course.
You know, you put gears in them, so we do all the gearing.
Yeah.
We actually straighten axles, too.
Yeah.
So you bend your Dana 44, we can straighten it
right.
And fix it.
Versus
just replacing it. Because a lot of those, are, I mean, finding a Dana 44 takeoff nowadays is hard. And when you do find one, you know, they're $2,500, $3,000.
Right.
So.
And how old are they? They've probably been run, you know, for your model, it could have as many miles on it as yours.
Absolutely.
So,
but yeah, we do all the computer stuff. You know, we have to go into those computers and we have to reprogram. We have to reflash the transmissions so they know when to shift right.
Yeah.
All that stuff has to happen.
But see, nobody knows that.
Yeah.
You know, they all just think, oh, well, big tires and wheels. Ooh, that's cool.
You got to be an electrician now to be a mechanic.
Well, and if you'll notice, you'll never hear me say mechanic, because it's not a mechanic anymore. It's a technician.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You have got to have some serious training. And the backyard mechanic is who I'll call a mechanic. They're the type they'll say, well, I tried.
Yeah, they're doomed.
Tow it to your local shop. Go to Bent.
Yeah, go to Bent. We'll take care of you.
Yeah. Where are you located?
We're in San Marcos.
We're
at 382 Enterprise Street, which is right off the 78 between Twin Oaks and Barham.
Oh, okay.
Right next to Cal State San Marcos.
Right, so you're really easy to find.
Really easy to find. Giant sign on the back when you drive by.
How big a shop?
The shop's only 3,800 square feet, just shy of 4,000 square feet.
Okay,
so.
Well, that's, how many techs?
We have 4 techs and we have 4 lifts.
We've got a good group of people there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you included.
That's what makes that place is the dynamic of all the boys there.
Oh, I thought you were going to say of you.
I mean, I play a special role.
I'm sure you do, but and you know that's what and it's family owned and operated.
Yep.
How long you been around?
We've been doing that at Bent for 10 years now.
Wow, went by like a nanosecond,
just like a flash.
Just like the kids growing up, huh?
You should follow them on Instagram and or their podcasts that they've started out. I met Dave, I think, 7 years ago or so from Robert Cielo with the San Diego Off-Road Vehicle Club.
Right.
He put on a thing up in Escondido, a run, and I think that's where I actually met you originally. But I'm East County, so I stayed, you know, I it's amazing to me what you guys can actually bring to the table for North County and what you can do. I had a different direction I was going and I just thought of something else and I totally went off track. I'm sorry. I know.
Well, we are the North County off-road shop, right?
Yeah.
And we know the guys at Lifestyle. We know the guys at, you know, all the other shops. And just like the off-road community, even though we're all businesses technically competing against each other, we're really not. Like, we all take care of different sections of the county.
Yep.
And we all work together. We refer jobs to each other because some jobs I don't want to do. And I'll refer it to the other guys who are experts. So Johnny Woods Off-Road, all these places, we all work together. And it's really, really kind of fun.
You know, it's amazing. I always say that in our community, too, is that's one thing about the off-roaders is we always take care of each other. You know, it doesn't matter where we are, what we do. If I catch you out on the trail, you're stuck, you need help, we're going to stop. We're going to make sure you're okay.
Yeah.
Make sure you got food. Make sure you got water. Help get you unstuck if you need and then get you down the road. And I just love that.
Like those recovery groups, they will if you go on Facebook to those groups and say you're stuck somewhere, they will be out there and you'll get pulled out no matter where or what time.
You got guys saying, well, I'm 2 hours out, but I could be there if you're still there. You know, I love it. Oh, it was Hurricane Hannah. It was getting back to Hurricane Hannah and following her on the podcast and how funny she is. So that's one of the things that actually brought me back around was you guys started your Instagram, your media thing, and you've had me cracking up laughing. I've had a bad day. I just put on the big event, you know, the Jamboree. I'm stressed out having a super, you know, stressful night. I'm up till midnight, 1 a.m, getting my emails out, working on my permit, doing whatever. I stop and I just want to take my break and relax. I open up Instagram and Hannah has me laughing so hard. It's so great. I love it.
Yeah, yep. We've really got some people caught up recently with those off-road related trivia questions that we've been doing. You know, what does the BF and BFG stand for? And no one even believes you when you tell them the answer is Benjamin Franklin, you know?
Like, I know.
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't already follow us, please follow us on Instagram and TikTok, YouTube. If you could subscribe to us, that would be amazing just because it's going to help us keep putting out the content. And the content we want to put out is because we're like a family shop and we're all real tight. And when you come in, you're part of our family now. You know, it's a customer. I hate saying the word customer, right? Like you're part of the Bent family.
Yeah.
And we want to bring you on our adventures. You know, we want to make YouTube videos that show you guys where we go, and our podcast where we talk about what we do, and we always throw in technical stuff because there's no like secret magic that we do, right? I'll tell you everything that you need to know. We do classes for pre and post trip inspections on your Jeeps. I'll teach you how to do an alignment on your Jeep and your driveway. Because if you go off-roading and those JKs, the wheels tend to get cocked, right? Oh, now you're in Big Bear and you got to drive 3 hours home and it goes into limp mode.
I've been driving like that since Corral Canyon in May. I haven't had the time to get an alignment done or get my Jeep in. I literally just need to drop it off too, and I have not done. I've had 3 appointments and I have not been able to make it in to get it done. Hence the fact I just told you my wheels are like blink right now as I'm driving since Corral Canyon in May. I totally need new tires now too.
Well, let's do a San Diego Off-Road Coalition free alignment day. And you guys can come in and we'll start with yours and we'll teach everybody how to do them.
Oh, that would be absolutely amazing.
Yeah,
I would love that.
We also do for the local schools, right? Auto shop classes are going away. So my boys go to High Tech.
Yeah.
And so what we do for them is we offer auto shop class, because it's a charter school, as one of their electives. So they can actually sign
up. That is so cool.
Yeah, they can sign up for auto shop class as an elective at the charter, and then they come to Bent, and that's where they serve it out.
That's amazing. I wish I could have done that.
Well, it's the first time somebody's finally got smart and started using them, because when I was a service manager, we used to get technicians in from Cuyamaca and Palomar and what have you, work 6 months with us, and then 6 months back to the class.
Yeah.
Otherwise, where else are you going to get techs?
Yeah, and we do internships too for the high-tech.
But where else are you going to get them?
And we get kids all the way from the Point Loma High Tech who drive all the way up to be in our
But
our
I'm just
internship.
Saying, if you weren't using,
so cool.
But if you're not using them, where do you get techs today?
Yeah, you got to start training the next generation.
And I always hear everybody, well, it's such a long haul. Whoops. Okay, because the longer you don't, the less chance you're going to have of getting good technicians.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 1 minute left. Let's go ahead and give us your rundown, your Instagram, your website, where you're located, phone number.
So it's just Bent Motorsports. We're at 382 Enterprise Street in San Marcos. And pretty much all of our social media is Bent Motorsports. It's Bent
Perfect.
Motorsports.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah, it's Bent Motorsports on Instagram, Bent Motorsports on TikTok, Bent Motorsports
on YouTube.
You name it.
Awesome.
All right. Hey, it's great having
Thank you
guys
so
in. Hope you had fun.
I did. I loved it.
All right.
Thanks for tuning in. If you got a speeding ticket, you need some community service, we got July 29th, Sunday morning. I'll be doing a highway cleanup out at Corral Canyon, Buckman Springs Rest Stop. Hit us at info@sdurc.org. Tune in every Sunday, 12 to 1. We'll be here.
Did you hear that, Hannah? Since you got 7-12 tickets, you can go out and clean the
all
highway.
All right.
You can clean the highway. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.